deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face. And of course, today we would say in a mirror or a looking glass, if you're old enough, like Frenchie, he had a looking glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. By the way, have you ever gone someplace in public and not looked at yourself in the mirror? It is the great fear of every pastor in many levels. Debbie rescued me one Sunday morning, and I'm not going to tell you how. It's none of your business. She just passed me a note. Normally, I have a mirror in my office, and I look in that mirror. It's not that I think I'm good looking. You just don't want to come out in public and have something sticking out in wrong ways. But unfortunately, when it comes to Scripture, we can hear things, and I don't know why this is. We hear it. We don't do it. But what's weird is over time we think we've done it when we haven't done it. But really what I want to get to is the last verse. It's a beautiful verse. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of what? Which means the result of applying, implementing God's gracious word is liberty, freedom. And who doesn't want to be free? Free to do the right things, free to serve the Lord, free to have God's blessings. That's really where I'm going with this. So it says, whoso looketh, meaning continues to look, into this perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. All right, let's pray and we will start. Father, thank you for this day. May this be a profitable morning. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. This last week, I got thinking about an idea, and we're going to draw this on the board in a bit. And if this rectangle is not perfect, don't blame it on me, please. My brother-in-law went in for his checkup. My sister's husband, and my sister is how old, Jenny? 59. And her husband is 70? Something like that. I think he's a year or two older than Rita. Husband went in for a normal checkup. He had been retaining water. Is that a problem that old people have? Of course. Why do they have it? No exercise. Things don't work as well. Okay. Well, he went in and they checked him out and they did several different things. And in the process of time, they looked at his ankles and his ankles I hope not. You never want to have pitting edema, because that is, a direct, what's pitting edema tell us? You remember pitting edema? Have you ever seen it? Where you can stick your finger in a place in somebody's body and the finger hole stays. Congestive heart failure, folks. Not good. The only worse thing than that is, and I don't know the technical term, you never want to see it. Daniel, weeping. If you've never seen it, just say this: thank God I have never seen it. That's all I can tell you. Well, my brother-in-law has edema, or he has water in his ankles, that fluid, whatever term you use. So my question is, what do they do? Well, the doctor then goes and gets a large knife, borrows it from Tom, comes and slits the guy, slits my brother-in-law's legs and drains the water, correct? Why not? Well, there's a lot of reasons. The main reason is what? The problem is not in his feet. Because our body, you notice the title of this is what? If you get into the body, this young lady here just got her master's degree. She's an expert in all this. And Daniel, you're going to be an expert in the Krebs cycle and all these weird things you never heard of and you never wanted to hear of. You're going to learn them all. You start to find out things connect in the body. Yes or no? So was my brother-in-law's problems his feet? Actually, they found out his problem was, it could be several problems. You could have kidney problems. You could have heart problems. You could have lung problems. Something in the circulatory system that circulates air, oxygen, blood is not functioning. Is this boring to you? Actually, it is your life also. Would you want a doctor to come in and say, you got fluid on your ankles, let me get that big syringe with the needle that long? And but first of all, it wouldn't suck out because it's not just hanging around your ankles. It's displaced there. There's a cycle to things. My brother-in-law, by the way, they found out real quickly. It's what a lot of people at a certain age have. His electricity wasn't firing properly. So when your electrical system of your heart, you say, we have electrical system. When the heart's not firing properly, that means the heart's not pumping properly, which means you retain water and you have other symptoms. You can also affect your kidneys. So long story short, what did they do? Somebody raise your hand. Tell me what they did. Thought, Mike? They gave him a pacemaker, which immediately takes care of his problems. Because your body is a what? System. The Christian life is no different. I want to be very, very clear about this. I told Frenchie, so he knows. Everything I'm teaching today, next week, and for at least a month later, is going to be as a result of talking about the version issues for 5 or 6 weeks. My goal was for you to be able to read and do what? Understand. So I consider that, as a Christian, the first step of the cycle of life as a Christian. If you do not understand, it is impossible to do anything else. So I didn't have that conversation and talk about that stuff, which bores me to tears, because I think it's a waste of time most of the time. I really am interested in the cycle of life. So let's, if you would, look at your notes. Let's do the John chapter 8. John chapter 8 says this, and this is the Lord Jesus speaking, and we're not going to quote the whole context. He says, and as he spake these words, many believed on him. We find out later, of course, they didn't get saved. They believed something. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if, and if means if in this text, you continue in my word, then you are my disciples, aletheos, truly my disciples. Truly. I used to call Bob Grant's daughter aletheos, because her name was Truly, if you can remember back then. I always could, and she would look at me, and it's like, it's the same word, I'm sorry. Verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? But here's our problem, friend. Reading that is wonderful. Who wants to be bound by sin or the same destructive patterns in life? Everybody wants to be liberated. But the problem is, it's like everybody wants to be healthy. But you can't go to a person's ankle and make them healthy, because the problem is in the cycle. The same in the Christian life. I love this verse. Who wouldn't? Verse, the next verse, verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free. Uses a different word for indeed here. You shall be free indeed. But it's a different word that means like this. You shall be free in reality. How does that sound? It's a word we get ontology from, the state of being. So he's using two different words, Jesus does, to say, if you hear my word, practice it, obey it, implement it, in the cycle of life you will be truly free, truly my disciple, and you will in reality be free. Psalm 119, verse 45. And I will walk at what? Liberty. So I'm going to think that the normal process for the normal Christian ought to be one over time of being free, liberty. Not the first day of salvation, but over time, if we get into the cycle of life. It says of the Lord Jesus in this prophecy, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Obviously, he's not talking about people in jail and an opening of the prison. But what kind of prison are we referring to? The prison of our own sin, our own bad habits, our own that which ever constricts us. Jesus came here to liberate us. One of the greatest verses of all is Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as a shining what? Light. That shineth. So as a pattern of life, friend, look at me. All things being equal, your life should progressively, over time, be the same, worse, should be better. Especially if you meet somebody after 20 years, 10 years. You ought to recognize, because there's a cycle to life. But you can't get here. You know, you say, Pastor, I want that. You can't go at it directly. You have to go at it indirectly and get involved in this cycle of which I'm going to give you. I don't think it's difficult. 2 Corinthians 3:17, which I could spend all day on, 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, mirror again, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Well, we've already read the James passage, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So what is the cycle of life? And this is just a simple way of understanding things. Frenchie asked me if I was going to draw a circle. Here's my problem. I didn't have Christy to put a circle in my notes. So as good as it's going to get is a rectangle. I think there's about four pieces to this, and I think here's our problem. We want to begin right here. If I can use by analogy, we want to begin with our feet. Don't you have to say it, but have you ever experienced where your ankles have swollen? One of the reasons I quit drinking gallons of diet soda. And you all remember me used to drink that Dark Ages. And by the way, how long did it take me to quit that? I just decided on one night I'm done with it. I used to drink 2 liters, 3 liters a day. When you drink that much diet soda, it makes you retain water. Big time. Even in my 40s. So one day I am a little slow. Some of you are quicker than me. I thought, you know, this is stupid. So I quit. In the sense of I'll drink a can, but not like that. But here's our problem. We want to start here, but the cycle of life, that's not how you fix problems. So how does this work? Well, I think there's a real simple process, and I will share it with you. I don't think there's anything weird. And we're going to practice it over the next weeks. It starts down here with this. Understanding truth. And when I say truth, we could use different words. I like the phrase, the word of his grace. Because I like to think of the Bible not as some kind of I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And friend, I would prefer our church to be known and to understand ourselves as a place where we are joyfully obeying Scripture, as the point to, I got to do this. No, hey, if this is, we'll get to this. If this is liberty, and it is, the third point's liberty. Friend, if it's liberty, that means we ought to be extremely happy about this process. Liberty, freedom. I mean, that's the third point. We could use different language. We could talk about radical, and radical not meaning you're a crazy person, but radical meaning to the root of the matter. Radical change, growth. I mean, that's where, you know, we want this cycle, but it starts here with understanding. So the doctor didn't drain fluid from my brother-in-law's feet. He went after what? He started back earlier in the cycle. And actually, you have many systems in your body that have this cyclical kind of nature. I wouldn't bore you, and nor do I remember, Sarah. Thankfully, I've tried to forget all of that I ever learned. But I do remember it's like amazing how many systems you have. And one little problem here messes up the whole system. This is not from medicine, but there's a term called this. I like it because it's very visual. Something stuck someplace. The flow is not working. So the second one is really obvious, friend. I mean, it's not hard to figure this out at all. This is where truth is then obeyed, applied, implemented. I don't care which term you use. They all mean the same thing. I actually prefer the biblical term obeyed, but for some people, if you say obeyed, that means what? This is something I have to do. I don't like to be told what to do. Why is it that Christians don't like to be told what to do? Even from God. Do we? Come on, friend. Do you like anybody to say, you need to do this? I remember... Yeah, he has to make you lie down there. Exactly. Why that is, I don't know. But so if you prefer nicer terms, applied, implemented, all the same. But friend, if we're not, let me just be real simple. You have swelling in your ankles. The solution is where? It's never in your ankles. So if you don't see this, you have to back up to where the log jam is. Now, I'm mixing metaphors. Tim and I went out to eat. We went down to one of our favorite little places to buy, well, not his. He doesn't like that kind of food, but we went to a place that sells tacos. Gonzalez Supermercado. It's down on Grand Avenue. Ooh. And not only is the meat excellent, but they have that sauce there. I don't know what they mix that. They mix hot sauce with aguacate, with avocado. But the problem is, are you all listening? The problem is what, Tim? What problem did you have squirting? You see, they smash the avocado, which will have little strings. So sometimes the tip of that thing, you got this huge bottle of stuff you want to squirt on your food, but it won't go through the tiny hole. And if it does, when it does, whoop, across the whole room, there's a log jamming problem. So friend, if you do not see growth, forget you. If other people do not see liberty, growth, maturity, something's wrong. Because somewhere, we just spent 5 or 6 weeks dealing broadly. You know the conclusion. Our church is not a King James only. We're not anti-King James. We're just King James plus. We use the King James plus the ESV plus whatever. Why? Because I really want you to do what? I want you to read and understand. Exactly. Because I'm assuming sometimes people don't grow because there's a log jam in the beginning. Do you realize there's only two places there's a log jam? It's either here or it's here. Either we do not understand or we get our fur up, and I'm not doing that. Now, I was going to title this something so you all know we're going to get to it. How Jim Duncan ruined my life. So we have to hurry. Oh, he messed me up. We're going to get to it this week. How Duncan messed me up. Well, number four, by the way, is the cycle of life, which is so you have this. It starts with grasping, understanding the word of His grace, which moves to applying, implementing, obeying, which then moves to, and by the way, this doesn't happen. John, you guys are recently saved people. I've already seen it in your lives. Maybe you don't. Anybody that has eyes, it's like, wow, perfection? No. I still haven't got your wife to quit stabbing you with a knife in the middle of the night. But past that, right, Michelle? She has a whole collection of knives she goes after John with. But you just start, that she calls those acupuncture. I didn't know. You start seeing what? You start seeing, but the path of the just is as a... Now, folks, let's be real. What if that doesn't happen? Don't get mad at me. By the way, you know what the reverse of this process is? Here's what happens. This is ugly. This is the only ugly thing all day. Jim Duncan's thing's a funny thing, by the way. You're going to become increasingly irritated with me. because is it my fault? Because no matter what I teach on, increasingly you're going to be irritated at me because you're not doing it. It's the nature of the beast. And I'm not talking about anything specifically like that today. It just becomes irritating because you don't want to get back to the log jam. Helping others. How do you help others? By the way, friend, this is not rocket science. You help others with what's... I had a lady that comes to this church on an occasional basis told me this. She says, I have nothing to say to my children. What that means is there's what? Something's... Tim, by the way, is not as... He's sophisticated usually. He squirted by 8 times. He just took the lid off and poured it on. You gotta unjam it. Yes? So when you see somebody, hey, in this church over a 10-year arc, you're going to experience it in your life. You're either going to grow or you're going to be increasingly irritated with me. Why? Because there's some log jamming going on and you don't know how to help other people. It's like, why can't you help other people? Haven't you grown? If you've grown, you can help. You don't have to preach a sermon. Just what's helped you and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. You pass down what you've learned. It's a normal process. Look at Titus chapter 2 real quick, would you please? Titus chapter 2 and verse 3. Are you guys ready? The aged women. Aged means how old? Well, in the first century, let's drop the first century. Let's be serious. For all of you that are older, meaning my age or older, when you were a kid, what was old? It was our age. If you met somebody 60s or in their 70s, it was like, oh, they're really old. We live, look, folks, even from our, if you go back to the oldest people in this room, you go back to when they were kids, very few people lived out of their 60s and early 70s. Once in a while, you would hear people in their 80s, once in a blue. Now somebody dies when they're 72, and what do you think? Oh, they're so young. Take this back 2,000 years before medicine. What was the average age of a woman that was aged? In their 30s. They were married with children. Were there people that lived to be 60? Yes. 70? Yes. 80? Yes. A lot of people? No. So let's not make this, you know, you got to be 200 before this goes into effect. The aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers. Me diabolus. Not devils. You know, remember the word demon is? I mean devil, not demon. The word devil. Diabolos means false accuser or the gossip. So one of the things you grow out of is the gossip. Not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of what? Of course, it should be a natural process, and I see it in many of our good godly women, that it's a natural thing where they have learned things and they're able to help younger women. It should just, by the way, all things being equal, look at me, and the cycle of life is working. So a woman is going through menopause. Older women should be able to immediately recognize that and walk alongside a woman in menopause and say, this is what might happen, and here's how to deal with it. As opposed to, now, this is the whole cycle. This is what a pastor looks for. And if I don't see that, I already know the problem. What is the problem? Please give the answer. Something's wrong. I don't know what it is, but you're either not grasping, or I don't like to be told what to do, even if God Himself comes down and tells me. And that I don't understand. That's a question that you have to take up with people, and I would say no. Let's continue. That they may teach the young women to do what? By the way, this shouldn't be sitting down in a Sunday school class. I would expect any good woman in this church to just be able to talk, go out to lunch and not gossip. not talk about other people. I would assume they go out to lunch and they talk about life. Don't look at me and ask, you know, my daughter's having people helping her, and I'm going to use the broad word, with lactation. I don't even know what that means, nor do I ever want to know. But can I be honest with you? Who should be able to help her? Yes, women that have been through this. Come on, folks, this isn't rocket science. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their... And that takes a lot of teaching. It takes a lot of work for a woman to learn to love that old man, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home or keepers of the home, whichever. Makes no difference. Good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So, can I ask a question? Does everybody understand the cycle of life? Yes or no? And if there is a problem with this or this, how do you fix the problem? There is a step before all of this, salvation. And I would say over a period of time, if there's resistance to all things truth, like when you hear somebody, and I've had people tell me this, I'm not going to do that. Well, if I'm talking about the Word of God and you tell me you're not going to do it, that means you don't hear the Word of God and Jesus calls those unsaved people. But in most cases, I think we either don't get it or there's just a long habit of resistance. So today, what we're going to do, real quickly, I'll come to this poem again next week. This is not a poem. This is the first line. I don't think anybody in here has ever read this, but Rhonda probably knows it. I keep six honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who. Rhonda? Yes, you're weird. I figured it would be familiar. It's from a poem, by the way, and I don't know if the poem's that great. I didn't know. I read this in a book of hermeneutics 25 years ago. I could quote the poem, but it's really part of a whole poem. Let's read Deuteronomy, and this is where Duncan got me in trouble. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, men or women that have wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God in transgressing his covenant, and hath gone and served other gods and worshipped them, either the sun or the moon or any of the host of heaven which I commanded, I have not commanded, and it be, what? And thou hast heard of it, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain, that such an abomination, now remember, this is not one for one, because Israel is not church age, but there are principles here. So, you know, we don't go out and kill people, okay? The church and state are separate here, but the ideas of, you hear something, it's told you, you hear it, you don't drop then, you don't go to gossip. You have to inquire diligently, find out if it's true, find out even more so if it's certain that such an abomination is wrought in Israel. Then thou shalt bring forth that man or that woman which hath committed that wicked thing unto the gates, even that man or woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die. At the mouth of what? Shall he be worthy of death? By the way, the principles of two or three witnesses in affirming truth is very important. But at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. So that thou shalt put that evil, the evil away from you. Next page, please. Notice I put in very big letters the word if. Everybody see that? If the matter be too hard for thee in judgment. All right, so you hear something, and there's just no way you can ascertain it's true. At that point in life, we're going to go right step through that. At that point in life, you have to either turn this over to someone else, or you simply have to say, it's out of my jurisdiction, I don't have any control, I don't have any knowledge, I don't have any ability to help. So, I stop talking, and I just drop it. By the way, these aren't suggestions, these are commands. This isn't religion. This isn't how you feel. You actually have to do these things. So if there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, behold, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, between the stroke and the stroke, between matters of controversy within the gates, then shall thou arise and get thee up to the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, which would ultimately be Jerusalem. And thou shalt come unto the priests and the Levites and to the judge that shall be in those days and inquire, and they shall show thee the sequence of judgment. Our sentence of judgment, and then it goes on. So otherwise, you turn it over to others. Let's begin the process, please, for time. I say in your notes, there are a series of, and I'm going to use the nice word. See the nice word? applications. What's the difference between implementing, applying, and obeying? Nothing. But if one word makes you happier, use that word. Because some of us, we just get our fur up, or whatever you call it, when we say, you need to obey God. Here, let's apply the scripture. In your notes, there are a series of applications of this, and as we'll see, other texts. Obviously, this is only for believers. Duh. Those who are regenerate, born again. Debbie, that answers your question. The cycle of life actually hasn't a given that we're talking about people who are alive, who are believers, who are interested in following Christ. If you're not alive, you're not interested in this stuff, obviously. So you have to be that. Assuming, and this also assumes you are not a fool, because a fool has no interest in obeying anything, correct? Or a what? This text. Or a gossip, because a gossip's not interested in obeying anything. I got to hurry because I got to get to Dunkin' today. Next. So it's obviously only for believers, and it's assuming you're not a fool or a gossip. Here is where we start. Evil or wrong has happened, or at least you've heard it's happened. Next, you hear about it, or it comes up in conversation. You hear about it, or it comes up in conversation. Now, at that point, you could simply do what? Drop it. Now, I'm going to say this to everybody. Age has changed me in many ways. Hopefully, Pastor Koch, some of it's Christian maturity. Maybe it is, maybe I'm just getting old. I don't like to know anything anymore. If I hear about Pastor so-and-so, it's like, I don't want to know any more bad stuff. That weighs too much on me. You know why else? What can I do with it? Can't help the people. I still think back to St. Louis, which is the best thing I ever did when I left St. Louis to come here 24 years ago. And I had this stuff, and I'm going to be very specific. I had a file. It was probably, I couldn't get my hand around it like that. And I had pretty good-sized hands. It was bigger than that. It was all on the debacle of the 80s with Hiles, all the garbage. And I honestly, I've said it before, I had it in a file drawer. I looked at that, and I thought, I don't want to carry that stuff to Waukegan. Just put that stuff in the dumpster. Sometimes it's just, do you really need to know stuff? How does it help you? Don't we have enough problems without? But for some of us, look at me, friend. Look at me, please. And it can be, when I say some of us, it can really be all of us, especially if it's somebody you don't like. Everybody knows I don't like Nancy. So if I can get some stuff on Nancy, I'm writing it down. Yeah, because it makes us do what? It makes us feel superior. I know the truth. Oh, I don't like that about me, and I know you don't have that problem, but maybe you have it occasionally. The scripture says it's an honor for a man, and I'm assuming a woman, to cease from strife. But every fool, yeah. This is my favorite. You got to really picture this. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belonging not to him, it's like one that taketh a dog by the ears. You got the dog, but what do you do with the dog? Now, so here's the process. Evil or wrong has happened. You've heard about it, or it's come up in conversation. Here's the next command, application. You make diligent inquiry. Obviously, you try to really get to this. You don't become CNN. Write the story, tell the story, and then find out if the story is true. Friend, there is a book. I'm going to give this to some of you might be interested in this. Jim, you might have seen this. This is part of the reason Duncan messed me up. The last name might be spelled differently, but it's the same name, okay? There was an article on Real Clear Politics yesterday. This woman is writing to attack how we hate gays and homosexuals today. Her premise was, we used to love them in the West. And now we hate them. She's on a BBC program. Are you hearing me? She's written a tome. Her only thesis is, we have become hateful towards gays. In the BBC program, the person interviewing her undoes her book in a few sentences. because she had read some historical information, but she read the Old English wrong. 100% wrong. You got to read. Did you read? You're like, oh my goodness. You've written this book, and an interviewer has destroyed you before the book is even out. You have to read the story. I read it. I called Kevin Bodder. I said, Kevin, you got to read this and keep this for your. You don't want to write a whole book on something and find out everything you said was false because you didn't understand a phrase in Old English. Wow. Diligent inquiry. Everybody look at me. Everybody that's old, that's been here back from the Dark Ages, I want to speak directly. What did Ron Hill do in the 70s? This is what he did. I don't know, and you don't know, so shut up. God knows. It hurts me to this day, okay? But see, we don't have to do diligent inquiry, do we? We can just gossip. We continue. So, next, you find it to be true. How about this one? This is even more difficult. You find it to be certain. By the way, it's absolutely certain that Trump was in cahoots with the Russians. Well, all except that he wasn't. And I don't even like him. I mean, do you realize, folks, CNN, you know, the Clinton News Network? I can't even watch it. It's like, do all they do is talk about Trump? You got a problem. They're obsessed with him. I don't like him either, but... And then what happens when the Mueller report comes out that was going to reveal the truth? They didn't like that either. And it just goes on and on and on. And then it's like, I want the information behind the Mueller report. And I want the information behind... Do you understand what our problem is? We make our decisions and then we go to prove them. The Bible has a process. If you hear something, most of the time you just drop it. If you can't drop it, you start making diligent inquiry. Then you move to, is it true? Then you move to, is it certain? That's really hard. Wow, that's difficult. Are you all with me? In your notes, I think this is a biblical teaching that I have taught about a million times. You have to have multiple witnesses. All sides of the story. Is that a fair statement? What happens if you don't have all sides of the story? Answer. Then you don't have anything. You drop it. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is? Well, you're either a fool or a gossip. Verse 17, for time, he that is first in his own cause seemeth what? But his neighbor cometh and, you could add to this, tells the other side of the truth. Let's skip the verses for time. We might come back to them next week. Down at the bottom, I say, you have eliminated. You also have to eliminate this thing called bias. You say, what do you mean by bias? Bias is this, their bias. So what do you mean by their bias? This is it. Why are they saying this? Why are they telling you this? So I come to Pastor Kowak and I say, do you know about that Mike Hall? Well, if it's gossip kind of stuff, look at me, folks. I would ask a simple question. Why is he telling me this? If you can't answer that question, you don't understand bias, correct? Well, but who else might? What's in it for them, Rhonda, in a better, even better way of saying it. What's in it for them? On the other hand, and this is where it comes closer to your home and my home, your bias. Why are you interested in this? Why are there Christians that love chismas? Excuse me. We don't have enough Tagalog speakers here today. Gossip. Answer the question. Why are there Christians that love that? Did you hear? All right. Oh, yeah. Now, down under that, and I probably should spend more time with this, but I don't have time. You also need to recognize your limitations. Folks, in any kind of inquiry of anything, a lot of times you're very limited in what you can do. You say, what do you mean by your limitations? Here, you don't have enough information, and maybe you can't have enough information. Who are you going to get the information from? Now, for time, I was going to pick on Pastor Kowak, but I'll say it real quick. We got 3 minutes. Look at me in the eyes. Pastor Kowak, student gets in trouble. What does he do? He believes the student. He believes the student's parent. He is a weirdo. What does he do? He starts getting all angles of the truth. He'll spend some... Now, we don't have a lot of problems in this school, frankly. Well, back in the dark ages, we could have 40 kids lined up getting in trouble. Now it's one every once in a while. But he gets... By the way, anybody that gets one side of the truth is not informed. They're a fool. Here's where Duncan got me in trouble. I got to give the story in 2 minutes. Are you ready? 2, 3, 4, 5, how many ever years ago? I'm going to recommend this, but it'll get you in trouble. Big trouble. This is a website for news. Specifically, well, it actually has, Jim, many kinds if you have time, which I don't have the time to look at everything. Real Clear Politics. Now, what's the genius of Real Clear Politics? If you haven't used it, you don't know. By the way, and if you're going to get informed in America, you better use this web source. Or you're going to spend a lot of time. The genius is, I don't have room to write it. It has far right, or pretty far right, not lunatics, but pretty far right stuff. It has right of center. Right of center would be Fox News, except the immodesty and immorality of the people running the press, which I hate. Wall Street Journal, Jim, I think that's center. Wall Street Journal. You would have left of right. You would have CNN, maybe, and some other programs. Then you'll get out here to Slate and some of these lunatics from, they're from Lululand. Now, how does this help you? You have an issue that comes up in the news. If it's a really big issue, you might have 3 to 4 articles from the political spectrum of how people are looking at this. You can learn their reasoning. You can learn their ideas. You can learn their facts. Hello? It's just what he does with a student in trouble. You got me in trouble. A lady was talking to me about politics, so I thought, well, I knew she was from the left. I didn't know she was from the loony left. I said, well, there's a great website that you can get a spectrum. You don't have to agree, but it helps you understand. Why are these people saying this and this group is saying this? And look at me, from their point of view. So you're actually reading an article from CNN, the left. You can actually read Slate articles, far left. They have Wall Street Journal, which tends to be in the middle. You can read Fox, which in some cases are good, in some places lunatics too. You can read, is it Breitbart? Breitbart, pretty far right. You can read the Heritage Center, which I really like, and some of those are my favorites because they're very reasoned, but they're on the right. But hold on. So I told her about the website. This is what she told me. You got me in trouble. She said, I'm already informed. I watch CNN. And I thought, hold it. That's no different than a person that watches Fox and thinks they understand things. He that answereth the matter before he heareth it. A person comes and gives his position, but then his neighbor comes and says, it's multiple witnesses, it's diluent ink. By the way, I give you this example. Why? This is not as offensive as some things I could talk about. I would assume as a Christian, you want to learn to think and understand. I like real, best thing Duncan's done for me in a couple years. I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, it told me. I use it all the time, but I got to be careful that I don't sleep over there because there's like tons of stuff you can chase down. But it helps you understand the different views of the same story. I don't need that. I'm very well informed. I watch CNN. And she said, and I read sometimes the New York Times. So all of her perspective is from the left. Now, you can always spot the people that are from the loony turn right because they won't be on Real Clear Politics. These are those conspiracies. Hillary Clinton's really from the planet Neptune. You know, it's like, okay. No. So, we're a little bit late. Can I ask you all a question? Do you understand the cycle of life? Do you understand if you have a problem and you're not seeing over time, the way to fix the problem is not to focus there. You got to get back to where we're log jammed. Either you're not understanding or there's something in you that's not willing to obey Scripture. Here's the problem. The cycle of life starts showing up in your family because if you're not understanding and you're not implementing, you're not growing and you're not able to help others, even your own family. So you start seeing the repetition of behaviors in families and in people. The whole process should, and I'm, hear me, I'm assuming you're saved. Because if the Spirit of God dwells in you, you want to follow Christ. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. But the path of the wicked is not so. They know not at what they stumble. Father, thank you for this day. Bless our time in Christ's name.